Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
We now turn our attention to the book of Exodus and the story of Moses' birth. You may remember that Pharaoh was trying to, as the story goes, persecute the Hebrew slaves to keep them from overwhelming the Egyptians. And one of the ways that Pharaoh decided to do that was to have the firstborn sons of the Hebrew women thrown into the Nile River and essentially put to death. And so in chapter 2, it says, "Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him for 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch, and she put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the Nile River. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her attendants walked beside the river. Now she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him. She said, 'This must be one of the Hebrews' children.' Then this sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?' Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Yes.' So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages.' So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because, she said, 'I drew him out of the water.'" In the Bible, there is this connection, and I'm sure you are aware of this, between water and the salvation of God. So if you think of those different stories, God cleansed the world from sin through the story of Noah and the flood. And we've got this story of Pharaoh's daughter drawing the infant Moses out of the Nile and bringing him to safety. Moses, in turn, led the Hebrew people through the Red Sea away from slavery in Egypt. And then after 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites had to cross the Jordan River to inherit the Promised Land. Then I know you remember that John, who preceded Jesus, baptized people in the Jordan River to symbolize God's ability to wash away sins. And we engage in baptism today as a continuation of that symbolic ritual. Water and salvation tend to go hand in hand in the Bible. We also know that life itself is fed by water. Where there's no water, there's no life. And where water exists, life abounds. I mean, is it any wonder that human beings are drawn to water as if we have some deep spiritual connection to it? Can it be a surprise that the seaside and the lakeside and the riverbed can feel like very thin places where the Spirit of God and our own spirit mingle? Water has properties that go far beyond its molecular makeup. Water is spiritual. Water is sacred. Water is salvific. So, just want you to think today about what your favorite body of water is. And why do you think that water calls to you in particular? Let's pray. Lord God, we are made of water. The salt content in our bodies is equal to the measure of the salt of the seas from which we emerged. Life and water are intrinsically linked, Lord God. It's no surprise that you use water as a symbol of cleansing, of salvation, of new birth. No wonder we sense you in the lapping of waves and the drumming of a rainstorm and the gurgling of a forest brook. Like Moses, Lord God, we ask that you would continue to draw us up out of the waters of your creation to new and even more vibrant life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.